I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Ryan Castle is not in, but he will be with us from his home to sit and spin.
Oh.
With 10 songs about home coming up right after emails on our question, how or what did you substitute for the real thing? And as a lot of we were talking about sports not being on, athletes are working out from home. They're posting videos, lots of push-ups, lots of sit-ups. If you work out and you can't go to the gym, people are improvising that way.
One of the things we're just talking about, it just bugs me because even before COVID-19/coronavirus, people started using zoodles and tofu and all this stuff. And just said, look, you know, any improv that you do now is in response to what's going on. I understand. I get it, man. But the zoodles thing pissed me off because there's no need to do this, and it feels weird. So other people with some food things, they say, look, I was on the keto diet, and I wanted fried chicken, but I couldn't use bread. So I ground up pork rinds for the fried chicken instead. Don't know how healthy it is for you, but rock on, bitches.
That probably is pretty tasty.
I'm sure it's delicious. Someone else says, my ex-wife substituted tofu and a pumpkin pie. Took one bite and that S came right back out.
Ew.
Come on, man. I know tofu's versatile.
Well, pumpkin isn't
but
that
it's
bad
not.
For you. In the pumpkin guts, the middle of it, they grind up? I mean, that can't be that bad.
Maybe all the sugar. Look, I don't know. But this is the problem.
Like sweet potato pie.
Just because you can use tofu as a substitute, if you don't have to, don't, man.
Our question, how or what did you substitute for the real thing? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola!
Dave, what did you substitute?
Well, right now I'm substituting my RV trailer as my office.
Okay. What kind of trailer you got?
It's like a 23-foot bullet.
All right. I've figured this out. You're at home, and you have children.
True.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why you're in the trailer.
And you can't work. There's no way you can work if you are in your actual home.
That's very true.
This is also the place that you go when you've really done something bad and you are also in the doghouse?
No, I haven't had to do that yet.
You have not?
Yeah,
okay.
But you understand.
Yes, right. But probably in the future, you're right.
Now, have you ever thought about using that as a home? And, you know, maybe one day taking that out and going across North America and just kind of living on the road?
Well, we do a lot of camping and stuff like that, but now we're under self quarantine right now.
What do you do for a living that you needed an office?
Well, I work in the aviation industry, and so I work for a supplier to some big blue company that might be out here on the West Coast.
I hate when people give us these clues because I can never piece together.
No, it's McDonnell Douglas.
It's got to be McDonnell Douglas. It's got to be McDonnell Douglas.
But I work for the supplier, Tom.
Gotcha.
Okay, now
what's really pissing me off is all my colleagues on the East Coast now have to get in on the internet, and they can't get on the server, and so they're blocking up my lines because I'm the guy that's on site.
So now, are you putting in the same number of hours that you would have if you still went to the office?
Yes.
Okay. And is your RV heated?
Yes, until I run out of propane.
Okay. Okay. How old are your kids, by the way?
7, 9, 14, and 17.
Jesus, God, no wonder, man, I would be out there because those are my kids. They would have nothing to do with
work. What is the rule with knocking on the trailer door?
Well, my wife's a stay-at-home mom, so she keeps them away.
Okay, how many times have you and your wife, used the trailer for a little sex attack?
Okay. Well, you have four kids. That kind of explains it. And so,
right. She does knock on the morning around 9 a.m. every day and brings me coffee.
And okay. Then what time are you done? What time do you officially shut down the RV?
About an hour from now.
Okay. Do you lock it up and then walk 10 feet into your home and go, I'm home?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, we live on 5 acres, so,
How close is the trailer to the home when you have 5 acres?
It's about 20 feet.
Okay, I got to ask, you got a lot of land out there. Obviously, there's going to be some changes, but for the most part, weren't you kind of already self-quarantined?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, we had plenty of food and stuff, and so we were kind of self-quarantined until the governor shut it down, and now I can no longer do testing at labs and stuff.
Well, what about the kids now? Because obviously they have school. Are they having to do the homeschool thing?
Yeah, they're doing the homeschool. My wife's doing homeschool teaching for the two younger ones. The two older ones are still waiting on emails from their teachers.
Are you sure they're waiting, or are they just telling? Because the older ones are savvy enough. Look, if it were up to me and I'm 17 years old, and my parents are waiting for confirmation from the school, I can promise you I've rigged the system so there's no chance they get the email.
Well, the school district's really good out here that they're emailing the parents.
Okay. When you said you put yourself under self-quarantine, how long ago did you do that?
We did it on Saturday because that's when the 17-year-old came down with a fever.
Oh, okay. No. All right. So just a fever as far as you know?
Fever. He had a headache, and he got tested today.
And were the results back already, or do you have to wait?
I'm not related to Mike Pence. It's been like five to seven days.
5 to 7 days, okay.
But none of them should be worried about it. It's just a hoax. I'm sure they're fine.
Did they do the long Q-tip up the nostril?
They did, and I warned the 17-year-old boy at the same time that that's what they do if you don't use a condom.
Oh, really? Okay, that's a good idea. Did he I think that would feel really, really strange.
And keep how big your nostril is.
I mean, I know you got to do it if you got to do it, but did he say anything about, because they say it's the best way they've described it without describing it this way is pretty invasive.
Yeah.
Right. And they had to do both nostrils. They did the first one, and then the nurse was like, it was in Everett, but she looked at it and she's like, well, we have to do the other one, too, because it might only be in one.
Damn.
And he's like, he kind of turned to, and he's like, really?
How long did you have to wait to get him tested, knowing his symptoms, and for him to qualify to be able to go in and get that? I know that that's based on a case-by-case basis, as far as the severity of the situation, the age, they take all those things into consideration because there's not a lot of tests to go around. So was it easy to get him in, or was it a little bit more difficult?
It was difficult, but he works for, he has a part-time job working for a frozen distribution company that supplies to Fred Meyer's and Safeway's and whatever. And so he works in and out of a freezer every day. And so he's considered an essential employee for the state. And so he was waived. Otherwise, a 17-year-old boy, they're not going
to
test him.
By the way, if he's an essential employee for the state, tell him to demand a raise. Mm-hmm. And I have one last question for you, man. How much toilet paper is in your house? There's six of you, right?
Six of us and four girls. So I'm stocked.
Okay.
All right.
And you've got your own peace and quiet. Do you have a beer in the refrigerator out there in the RV?
A couple.
Yeah, I was going to say. I think an RV always should be equipped with, at least a beer or two.
I would assume there's beer.
Crack in case of emergency, you know what I mean?
Just if they're going to rob your house, I might go to the RV first.
Yeah. Well, like, all right. Well, I would love the RV lifestyle. That would, if I had an RV right now, I probably would just be out in the middle of nowhere, just, you know, doing my own thing.
Yeah, well, they're not.
Because you're retired, you know what I mean? Whatever, you just drive.
Oh,
around.
You need all that too.
Well, you would need a house. I mean, for a while there, you could just go drive around. I mean, in an ideal world, obviously that's not the world we're living in right now. But, yeah, I would love to take, like, 6 months and just, you know what I mean, when it's all said and done, I'm done with work for my life, I'm 65 years old.
But where are you going for 6 months?
I
want
to go see all the things that I've never seen before.
All right, like what? What are three things that you want to drive your RV to? Because it's not the Statue of Liberty. You're not driving a big-ass RV.
I would love to drive through Yosemite.
All right.
I would like to see El Capitan and all that stuff. I probably would make it to, oh, God, I don't know, Yellowstone State Park. I've never been there. I've never traveled through Montana. I've never been to Utah. I've never been to New Mexico. I would love to check out the northeastern part of Canada, Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, all those areas. Maybe drive through Quebec City, Montreal, check out the hot chicks, then drive west.
You can drive your RV through Montreal.
Absolutely, man. Just
no,
like
senor.
Just like Clark Griffin. Oui.
With your big American RV.
Yeah, exactly.
You did not drive down the truck. I hear you. Listen, I hear you. And on some level, it sounds fantastic. But growing up the way we did, you know, parents, God forbid, to buy a plane ticket. So doesn't matter that you live in northeastern United States. Your aunt lives in southwestern America, known as Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. It is like as far as you. And we drove several times. And I remember vividly driving across the country. And I'm telling you, man, here's the problem. It's this. Yellowstone's probably fascinating, but I think it's fascinating because they tell you it's Yellowstone. Otherwise, you could drive 30 minutes from where we are right now. I could knock you out, wake you up, tell you you're in Yellowstone. You wouldn't even know. I need something where I know, like Mount Rushmore. I know that's Mount Rushmore because I recognize the faces. Yellowstone, all I know is that I'm in the woods and the sign said I'm in Yellowstone, right? So I feel good that
there's a whole lot of things that are
Remember, like, it's just this, all right? It's mental, okay? It is mental. People would go to or the four corners here in the United States with Utah, Arizona, Colorado,
New Mexico, maybe.
Right. So there's a point. It's the only place
Nevada,
in America
maybe.
Where all four states touch each other. My parents went there years ago. People get T-shirts. They take the pictures. And the whole point of the picture is I'm standing in four states at once.
You can put a leg in each state, switch it around.
Yeah, but then they found out only, about 10 years ago that they were wrong, and they're about 30 miles off. So all those people...
30 miles? Right,
dude, it was a huge... And not like 8 feet, man. It was substantial. So my point is, all these people that stood there and felt great that they'd done this, well, you never did it, right?
Well, I'm not going to go
and
like the world's largest ball of twine. I mean, I might take a picture
of it. But I would rather see that because I know it's the world. Maybe you fooled me because it's actually the second biggest ball of twine. I don't know, but I'm looking at it. I know it's real. You could drive me anywhere, tell me, man, you're Yellowstone. I go, yeah, this is, you can take me to Alaska. I don't know. I need to see stuff that proves that it is what it is.
You are listening to the Midterm Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
My question, how or what did you substitute for the real thing? And here come those emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. Hold my brothers from other mothers. Grand Sumo highlights on NHK Japan. Trust me, as far as watching sports,
there's
already been on before. P.S., you guys are really good basketball players. Sincerely, Pete in Manchester. Guys, when I was a kid, we were really poor. I substituted ketchup for jelly. I eat peanut butter and ketchup sandwiches quite often. That from D.B. Cooper.
I did not want to know that.
Guys, the medical industry favors isopropyl alcohol, so that's what you'll see in the drugstore. It's available in various potency from 99% all the way down to 50. Public service billboards say 60% is minimum. I head for the hardware store and buy denatured alcohol. It's 99%, the last percent being water vapor absorbed from the air. All alcohols are equally toxic to microbes. I also, Steve, tried solo time without any lube. The friction's too much to get me into the moment.
Don't be so vigorous, man.
Most of the products in the sex store are variations of KY jelly. The water evaporates, sure. The friction slowly increases, and I'll have to interrupt to readjust. So I switched to vegetable oil, later upgrading to massage oil. That works well. At a later visit to the sex store, I found a silicone-based lube. That is superior. Stay uninfected. That from Jerry Trash.
Don't be so vigorous, Jerry. Man, treat it like you're making love. This is not a quickie.
Mm-hmm. On to the birthdays, guys. Will you please wish my daughter Dylan a happy birthday? She's 15 today and has been listening to you guys since she was a baby and met you when she was 5 at the studio. This means you're partially responsible for her disturbing but hilarious sense of humor without meaning to. Her initials turned out to be the unfortunate acronym DTF. But we're a burner family, word to Ted. So we all find it a wonderful opportunity to mess with people. Please have the Germans react to and discuss her initials. Keep in mind, she is 15 years old.
Yeah, because you're 15, I will not tell you my total reaction, but I will tell you this. You put this smile up on my face.
Nein, ich kann nicht durchgehen.
DTF.
Yeah.
I'll be damned. I get cuffs. I get, you know what I mean? Like
monograms all the time.
On the cuffs, on the yeah, I know. I'm shirts.
I'm not being rude. These are my initials.
Yeah, this is my.
Did this cause a problem?
This sweater is.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Family. Guys, I hope it's not too late to send this in. I want to wish my wonderful fiance, Alec, pronounced baby cakes, happy 26th. Even though we're in quarantine, we both still have been working from home full time, and there's no one else in this world I'd rather do it with. Alec has been my rock, and I'd like to request a little turtle wax with an owl hitting the window in the paws. Rock guy, is that from the fiance, Casey?
Let's pull it in, Jay. Come on.
Gentlemen, I'd like to wish my lovely girlfriend, Ashley, a happy 28th go around the sun. Love you, babe. Tonight, we'll get the best takeout money can buy. By the way, just head to mensroomlive.com. We're open Seattle, and you can see all the restaurants that are open in your area, and you can search that by zip code, too, so you can find out how late they're doing takeout and carry out and all that. Can we get a little turtle wax with an O, look out in the paws, and maybe the Germans with Miles? Talking about all the activities we can still participate in during quarantine. Awesome show, guys. Thanks for all you do. That from Nick.
Uh-oh, look out. That's fun.
Yeah, you said that tonight for your birthday, you're going to get a little takeout. Takeout is when they scream when it hurts too much.
Huh. I feel like a scab German. Like they brought me in with
you. You are a scab German.
Scab German.
He's originally from Austria.
Yeah, Ashley, can we play Smashly? Like Smashly your forehead into the headboard? Smashly?
Ja, halte allerdings an anderen Fan.
Okay. All right, guys, it's my birthday today. How about an original fish sandwich and an owl hitting the window? That from William, pronounced rockabilly.
Fish sandwich.
Old Bacholas, my favorite human, Jason, is taking his 31st trip around the sun. He works hard to provide for his family and deserves the best wishes. So how about the dirty Germans talking about his birthday sex? And maybe a Leroy Jenkins as well. Happy birthday, my love. That from Ashley.
Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah, birthday sex is when you do it with cake.
Ja, 31. Du bist jetzt über den Hügel.
Yeah, gotta go the distance.
Yeah, that does not dried wax on the cake.
Old Bacholas, my handsome husband Craig is an avid fan and has listened to you guys for years. I'm hoping this is the year I finally get my act together so you can give him a birthday shout out. He's 36 years old, recently became a new dad, which you guys announced on the show last month. So can the dirty Germans please give him some advice about going back to work soon with a baby at home? Thanks for making my hubby laugh each and every day. That from Alexis Lee in beautiful British Columbia.
Yeah, by going to work every day after you have a newborn, it allows you to continue to love it by not hearing it scream as much as it really does. And feel free to let it suckle you.
Ja, du kannst bald wieder arbeiten gehen.
Hello, gentlemen and women, can you please give a birthday shout-out to my brother, Dean? He is celebrating his 39th trip around the sun. I couldn't ask for a better brother, even if you could wish one into existence. We have countless memories of crushing beer, shooting the breeze while laughing about our childhood memories. He is a good, loyal, and hardworking man with a beautiful girlfriend who is the rock that holds his crazy ass down to earth. So, please give him a what the F is that, bro? And the men's room talking all over themselves about disc golf. Maybe a frolicking the boat staff from Robin. Thanks, guys. That from the sis, Stephanie.
Oh my God! What the f*** is that, bro?
Playing disc golf,
this, man. Of course, I'm gonna play this. That's way better than I thought it would.
That's one thing.
Hello, men's room. Can you please do a birthday greeting to Eva, our gluten-free, dairy-free, meat-loving friend, celebrating being over 40 once again? How about the Dirty Germans reliving her last birthday in Vegas with the Chippendale Boys? Stay beautiful, guys. Ad from Brian.
Yeah, I do not want to give too much away, but when she was with the Chippendale Boys, I imagine it was like visiting Uli's, and she sampled a lot of sausage.
Ja, du kannst ruhig den Chipmunk lecken.
Guys, giving a happy 48th birthday to my fiancé, Don. He is everything I am not and everything I have needed. Please throw some thrill gets his way. Maybe some turtle wax if you can. I can't wait to be yours forever. Love you, Don. That from your hot mess, Michelle. Get! 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 Hello, Michelle. Yeah. Today is my husband, Kerry, pronounced Big Doggy's 59th trip around the big yellow ball. Could you please give him that your penis is too small in the original, entire, original traffic jam Jimmy Fish sandwich, along with a happy birthday song from his loving wife, Lisa. I love you guys. Thank you for being there in good times and in these times. This, too, shall pass.
Fish sandwich.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you. Bitches.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
A couple extra emails real quick here. Guys, thank you guys for being live during the past weeks under the coronavirus, listening to your show.
What?
Kept the days lighter. That from Quizbeck. Here's more thrill. I am in the Memphis, Tennessee area and listen to you guys on the podcast on radio.com. Everything is not as crazy here as it is there, I'm sure, but I did notice something getting groceries the other day. The only cereal left on the shelf was...
What?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That doesn't make sense.
Apparently people down here don't like it. How can you not like Cinnamon Toast
Crunch? How do you not like it?
It's one of the only cereals that they say appeals to both adults and to children.
Because it's freaking delicious. It's like water.
That and Cheerios. On the subject of Arnold, the Governator.
Yeah.
Old bitches, used to live in California and would visit Hearst Castle quite regularly. Once I was there visiting, one of the tour guides told me that Governor Schwarzenegger used to fly down in a private plane to the airport at Hearst Castle just to use their indoor swimming pool.
Damn.
Keep up the great work, and thank you for all you do. Your friend Matt, listening in Utah.
I like the pH balance.
And one more. Guys, just a little late always. I'm behind on the podcast on radio.com. But catching up. Last week, I was building a video switching rack in the shop like it was any other day. What I didn't know about was the wave of show cancellations coming our way in our industry, and I was laid off. On Friday, the company completely shut down for the rest of the month. I can't go find another job because there are none. It's a hell of a thing to see your entire industry grind to a halt in 5 days. You guys have talked about some of the folks that make shows happen, but there are so many more. I'm very fortunate that I was a regular W-2 employee, so I can file for unemployment. However, the vast majority of live entertainment industry is 1099 contractors, and they can't collect unemployment. So thousands of people are suddenly out of work with no way to be compensated. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. Never seen anything like this. Take care, folks. That from our buddy John the Jumbotron guy, who used to do the PGA video screens.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Then he moved on to corporate events and everything else, and now here's that.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Hello. Hello.
Hey.
Oh, it's Ryan Castle. How are you, sir?
Welcome to my home.
What is going on in the Castle household?
My wife and I are both working from home. She has the main floor. with the kitchen, and I have the basement with the bar, and everything's great.
I've heard that a lot when you get in trouble with her, too. It's generally the same layout. You are in the basement, yeah. And she has the main floor.
Sleeping on the couch and all that.
You know, it's like a teenager that has a whole bunch of really cool stuff in his room, and he gets sent to his room like, oh, no, please, don't send me there.
I've been thinking about you a lot, Ryan, because every morning about 3:30 or 4 a.m., I'll wake up to use the bathroom, and I always think to myself, Ryan Castle's up right now, and he can't go to sleep, and he'll be up for the rest of the day. So are you still waking up at a ridiculous hour?
I have a different affliction than you, though. You're old and have a large prostate. Yeah. I just have insomnia.
Yes, exactly.
Aren't you glad you brought it up?
I have a going problem. How is
it's not a going problem. It's a glowing problem.
Are you losing your mind at home, or are you doing okay?
You know, you guys know how antsy I am. I have a really hard time sitting still. It was 6:30 yesterday morning, and I was already over it, and that was the first day.
Right. So Jesus, are you eating like a pig? Are you running? Like,
into the carpet around the pool table in my basement, just walking laps.
Yeah.
Like a caged animal.
But you're still doing your work from home, and you're doing your show from home and everything else. So you got all that going on. But,
how weird is it to basically broadcast from the bar in your basement?
You know, it's not the dream you'd think it would be.
Okay. All right. Yeah. But since you are home,
it's a little clunky. It's a little slow, but we're getting it done. You know, there are plenty of people out there that have it a lot worse than I do right now. So I will not complain.
Okay. But since you are at home today, you brought us 10 songs about being at home.
That's right. These are home songs. These are house songs. Not only these home songs and house songs, these are some of my favorite home and house songs since I'm coming to you from my home.
10 songs about home.
Number 10. Let me go home.
You're not depressing at all.
Favorites. Look, man, if you're 65, female, and driving a Buick right now, that sounds like liquid sex.
Who is that?
Michael Bublé.
Ooh, Michael Bublé.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know a lot of Michael Bublé. I know who he is.
He is the guy. All I know about Michael Bublé is anytime he performs, he smiles and points at you. He's like a used car salesman, but you like... I don't like his music, but you like him.
10 songs right, about
and
home.
And then your pants are around your ankles. You have no idea how it happened.
I feel like this is a band I've seen like at the Inn Festival or something.
You know, I thought all of these bands were called Mumford & Sons, but no, this is Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros.
And what's the song called?
Home.
Home, okay.
I thought
it
was... That's the theme, Miles.
I see, I just didn't know. These are 10 songs about home since then.
It's number 8.
If I were stuck at home and this song were in a loop, I would break quarantine and risk getting shot in the street. I'm telling you, I could not listen to this.
I think this song is more about longing for home. This is one of my favorite jams called Ass Back Home.
Ass Back Home.
Yeah.
And who sings this?
Class Heroes.
Okay. Ryan Castle doing his show live from his basement in his bar, so we've got 10 songs about home on Sit and Spit.
Number 7.
I'm coming home now, right away. I'm coming home, baby, now.
Oh, that dude's going to put it to you when he gets home.
Yeah.
When you sing with that voice.
Speaking of elderly liquid sex.
Right. Speaking of liquids, what's up?
I was nicknamed the Velvet Frog.
What time? What's your limit time on cracking your first beer? 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, where are you at?
You know I got a kegerator right next to me, so.
Temptation.
So,
you know, 10:30 a.m. You know I was up at 3.
I know, you had a full day in. These are 10 songs about home on Sit and Spin.
Number 6.
Welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to go.
This is a jam from Flo Rida called My House, who is available for bar mitzvahs and children's parties, by the way. That's a true story. You can hire him.
For real? I wonder how much.
For real. Not cheap.
10 grand?
I'm sorry?
10 grand?
You might be able to get him to show up for 10 grand. He isn't going to hang out for very long,
especially
but he's probably show up for 10 grand.
These are 10 songs about home on Sit and Spin.
Number 5.
Down the lane,
oh, my God.
Sweet man, hair of gold and lips like cherry.
Now he's just getting creepy.
Is this Tom Jones?
Well, If you're feeling aroused, yes, Miles, it is Tom Jones.
I can tell. I got the tingling in my loins.
That's what that is.
Who also was up at 3 a.m. peeing.
10 songs about home on Sid and Spin.
Floor number four. Our house in the middle of our street. Our house.
What is this, madness?
This is madness.
Jam, yeah.
They were a big one-hit wonder back in the day.
I was going to say, can you name another song?
No, they're like Chumbawamba. They just did one, and then they...
What was Chumbawamba's song?
They were tum-thumping, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Chumbawamba sounded like madness, though, not the other way around.
10 songs about home on Sit and Spin.
Number three.
Oh, the money man.
Yeah. Wants to show that cash bag.
Yeah.
Get a couple of jams in here before it's over.
Money Man looked exactly like Richard Lewis before he passed, which makes me believe that Richard Lewis isn't long for this world.
Or they're both the same person.
Right. Yeah, it could be. We've got 10 songs about home as Ryan Castle doing his show live from his basement bar on Sit and Spin.
Number two.
And I'll come home a drinking with loving on your mind.
She's going to beat you up and make you bacon in the morning.
Loretta Lynn might beat you up and make you bacon in the morning. This is a song that I think we can all relate to. When you come home drunk, don't try and get laid.
You've been putting on Heartland Radio, haven't you, for Branson, Missouri? That's where you're
you
getting
know
the inspiration
I have.
For
Heartland
that.
Public Radio, HPR Channel 1.
There you go. Sid and Spin, these are 10 songs about home, and we have made it to number one.
Number one.
Country Road.
Oh, there we go, Ryan Castle.
There you go, that's my
couple. Thank you, brother. Right there. I appreciate that. Ryan Castle live from his basement bar somewhere in Seattle, Washington. Thank you so much.
Yeah, see ya.
Yeah, brother.
See ya.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
In just 7 minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day, and we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check-in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, if you Googled coronavirus tips recently, you may have seen this, that it's promoting something called the, quote, Do the Five campaign to remind people about the main health tips everyone needs to follow to help slow the virus down. Guarantee you've heard all five before, but they are worth repeating, especially during this time. Number one, wash your hands more often, at least 20 seconds with hot water and soap. Cough into your elbow. It's much better than coughing into your hands. Do not touch your face, especially when you're out in public.
Can you touch someone else's face?
If you do have to go out, try and stay a minimum of 3 feet away from people. 6 to 8 feet is even better. And finally, number five, stay home unless you have absolutely have to leave the house. Buying groceries and supplies is okay, but try to limit your trips as much as possible. And if you start feeling sick, do not go out at all. Ask someone to help you.
Right. All good advice.
On the same topic of the coronavirus. I actually did just read the scientists studying the coronavirus have said that it is as it is transmitted through the human population, it is not undergoing significant mutations, meaning that it will not become more dangerous as it spreads.
So
that's a
yeah, that is good.
It's a heck of a positive
so
thing.
So far, I believe they think it's a one shot deal.
Right.
So like
for this mutation.
Right.
Correct.
Exactly.
That's the thing. As far as they know, because I'm not a I mean, look, man, we try to keep up on this, but there's this information dropping out of the sky. But do they think it's like a chickenpox style thing where, like, if you get it once, you're...
They don't know.
They are saying that as far as creating a vaccine for it, they're saying that the vaccine will be as effective as the one for chickenpox or measles or anything like that, to where it should just be, hey, take this real fast. Now you don't get it anymore.
All right. So, I like that.
More good news about it. More good news stories for the coronavirus. A fifth grade teacher in El Paso spent her weekend driving to her students' homes just to hold up a sign and say hi from her car.
Yeah, and if they had any questions, they could ask her questions about homework and all that.
Perfect.
Yeah, it was a great idea just to stay in touch with the kids and let them know you care about them. And
exactly.
You're there one way or another.
Gets her out of the house for a little while, so she feels a little bit better. A couple in Arkansas who waited years to have a baby had to cancel their gender reveal party. So their friends improvised, and after the couple revealed that they're having a girl, people held a drive-by party with pink balloons and streamers.
All right. Well, if you're going to do the reveal party thing still,
exactly.
There's ways around it.
Make them all feel good.
Or you could just tell people, it's going to be a girl.
There's always that.
Doesn't really need to be a party. We're having a boy. Pretty excited.
An opera singer in Israel is going viral because she's been going to her dad's house and singing to him while he listens from his balcony.
I would be so annoyed.
He told
Listen, I love my daughter. I get that opera takes a remarkable amount of talent to pull off, but I hate it.
Yeah.
Like, shut up, daughter. I love you, but damn it.
Sorry you have a talent that I hate.
Oh, so, right, exactly.
Yeah, they had this footage in Italy about all these people who were basically on their balconies, and one guy started doing My Heart Will Go On from Celine Dion.
Oh, yeah.
And
gotta beat
somebody else joined in on, like, you know, a saxophone or something.
See, I'd be like, no, no, like, not that cool song.
That's right, you just picked the wrong song.
Right. I like the spirit, but your songs are horrible.
Get some Zeppelin out there.
We're like the two old guys on the Muppet.
Right.
I like what you're trying to do, but this song sucks.
Then I saw another video, somebody was playing Black Sabbath, so I'm like, that guy gets it.
Paranoid.
He had told a reporter that it's tough to be isolated, but knowing she'll be there every morning makes it easier. So, more feel-good news.
Because he can't not know she's there because she's singing opera outside of his window.
Just to keep people's spirits up, a police officer in Spain showed up with his guitar and sang to people from the street while other cops danced. More fun times.
I mean,
well, at least there's not a lot of essential things going on where the cops are real, real busy at this point. Seems like the criminal life is somewhat shut down.
Right.
You know?
They're actually listening to the police and saying, hey, maybe we shouldn't do crime right now when there's a massive virus going around.
Doesn't matter what your profession is. You got to lock down.
Yeah, I'm working from home, so I got into, but now I do viral stuff on the computer. I used to go out and mug people, but now I'm working from home, so, you know, identity theft, stuff like that, where I can be home, right, and then get in your computer that
Car thief, you're one of the only cars on the road, that's not good cover.
Right, yeah, if we knew you stole it, you're driving.
The owner of a pizza place in New Jersey is getting a lot of praise after he took out a $50,000 line of credit just so he can keep paying all 20 of his employees.
Damn.
And they still should be doing okay being a pizza place, hopefully.
Sure.
You'd think, I mean, obviously 20 employees is a lot of people to have in there. He obviously does pretty good in-house business, but man, he can still pump those pizzas out.
You're right. Takeout orders, man. They're still out there. We've been talking about them all day.
Dumb.
Lyft is now delivering meals and medical supplies. And Harbor Freight announced that it's donating all of its face masks, face shields, and rubber gloves to hospitals.
Good.
That's very cool.
I mean, that's what needs the most, man.
The owner of a company called Puzzle Warehouse is hiring more people to keep up with demand because so many families are doing puzzles together.
That's true. There's a new puzzle sitting in my place now.
I love puzzles.
I'm with you.
I can't walk by one without trying to put two or three more pieces in.
Well, sure.
So it's very you know, addictive.
But when you got to sit down and just do it, it's like, okay.
Once I got the border in, man, you know what I mean? Then I'm ready to go. Look, more orange pieces. I wonder what this makes.
There's actually been a moratorium on puzzles in my apartment because if I get started on a puzzle, I will obsess over it. I will play it until 3 o'clock in the morning just trying to get one more piece in.
Do you glue it to the back of a poster board and keep it intact? Or do you break it down, put it in a box?
I consider
you're
doing
never going to do another. You'll never do the same puzzle twice.
No,
let's all make a self admission.
But then, what do you do with the puzzle when you glue it?
Just put it in a box. Well, I don't know. You hang it up and make it look like a cheap apartment.
Look, Paris. While everybody in the U.S. is hoarding toilet paper, the Netherlands are hoarding something else.
What is that? I'll
tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, let's get a contestant online for profile. This will take caller 9 at 844-999 Orla.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.